Yeah, old school shit.
Tap, man. This is my story, this is my life. From the bottom of my soul, I can't I let it go. 3 years old, when you gave me away.
Young to think about it, but I've made it today. And that's a little black boy in this big bad world. It's like swimming in the ocean, looking for a pearl. Now wherever you go, there's no joy. But you told everyone that you loved your baby boy.
In a dark, dark house, in a dark, dark there, in a dark, dark room, there was me.
In a little, little house,
there was a little, little boy.
That was me.
Jeez!
Aye.
There was me.
Now, I felt like he tore this up though. I'm trying to remember the verse.
Does anybody care? Nothing here.
Stuck in his home. Shining out the window, can I
please come home?
They shit me out far, I wanted to come back. My sister used to see me, I appreciate her for that. So I'm far, far away, with no one to see.
Some real
on a dark,
shit,
dark day, I started to MC.
Some
so I'm writing shit down my thoughts, I'm getting kind of good. I smashed out the whole house, they took me to the hood. But I'm still in care, and my life's not good. Nothing to do, to roam the neighborhood. Check my cousin, smoking and getting brothers. Can't forget Auntie Rosemary, she showed me some love. So I'll go back to this home, when you're going home.
Aye, bro.
I'm very, very upset.
Not like as a child, but that we're
not deep in it.
We're not deep in deep in it. You feel me?
Exactly.
There was me.
Like, when that dropped, man just appreciated the story, but I weren't deep in what man's saying.
Yeah.
You weren't really deep in it still.
Like, he said care, but I weren't deep in the conditions of what a man is actually trying
niggas,
to tell
niggas
man.
Actually go through some real shit.
And man, and we're just, dog, like, yeah,
yeah.
That's talking some shit, fam.
You know, like, Carl Tentman played up to the crazy protagonist.
Yeah.
So man just thought, he had to come from that.
Yeah, exactly.
It's normal.
He had to come from that.
It's true.
And it was the thing where, man, well, I don't know, my perspective was like, rah, my man came from that. And man's out here, celeb.
Yeah, fully.
You get me? So it was a big turnaround, but you don't really deep these things till you have kids.
Until you get to a certain age.
You know, like, that's actually the dud.
Yeah, that's some serious stuff. But I don't know, you could be watching. Shout Temp, man. It's flipping legendary stuff. I mean,
legendary status,
I think sometimes people get too much of, but what's going on today? But what are you doing today?
Yeah.
But what a man's left behind in terms of a digital footprint of the tunes we can find on YouTube, some interviews where he may talk about things. Man was a big.
Yeah, bro. Mm-hmm. Like
big celeb.
When Tentman had his mixtape in this in the boxes that he used to have, like a couple PDC youngers and that.
Coming
country show with the boxes and that. And when Tentman was there, all hench and that, all flexing, just got out of jail with his mixtapes in the cardboard boxes saying buy a mixtape.
Yeah.
Bro, you're buying one.
Yeah.
Whether you fuck with Tentman or not, them man there were just pressure, fam.
Big get pressure. Me? That's what I'm saying.
And he used to tell certain man they're going country, bro. They're going. you're going. I used to like we used to slap it on certain man like, I love the fact that I had brothers, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Man was immune to the pressure, fam. But certain men were getting pressure. Like, bro, you see, you been like rolling, like, in the boot of my car, man's got the mixtapes. I was going bricky. I was like, man's gonna shot me the mixtapes. And it's not even a thing where it's not commission based.
You're shooting for him.
You're shooting the mixtapes. Like, all the proceeds are going to Tentman Recordings. Tentman, you get me? Temp Man Entertainment.
Man, I do a real internship.
If Temp is watching, I'm not even, or anyone like related to Temp, connected to Temp in any way, it's not a disrespectful thing. It's just it's just how man viewed it through a younger's eyes.
Yeah, fully.
That's all it is. But obviously, we're all big men now. I'm sure you're doing your thing and that. I see your last interview, so you're out there just getting the piece and that you're taking a step back from the music thing. So,
innit? But why you know that Temp Man, sorry to keep going on, but why man know that Temp Man was a sure big legend? I don't know which one of them. But why you know he was big is when him and Giggs made ice cream, I don't know if it's called ice cream free, so I just call it ice cream. The way how the road stood still.
Apparently the roads are like, yeah.
And I was like, yeah, was like this
two,
is
two
it.
Juggernauts. Have,
yes.
You know what I'm trying to say?
That was a moment like, oh my God, they done
the what's the equivalent to that in America? Like Biggie and Tupac doing the tune?
Probably.
Yeah. Probably.
Something like that, man.
Because that was the start of, oh my God, they made it. And they both go like mad.
It was only at that point for me, where I realised, like, cause obviously back then we were already like, but we were doing like a little gang thing, trying to be like not trying to. It's hard to say.
Yeah, I know.
But we were in certain situations.
Yeah.
And it was at that point where I realized like the beef thing is for Gazy.
It's not. Yeah, it's mad.
That's when I realized it's all a joke. It's not a joke thing. Fam. It's like, still mad. Like, and to this day, I still can't believe people are getting pitched
for
that. Mm. Like for ancient problems, ancient issues. Brother, let's have a call. Anyway, I want to get philosophical. You feel me? Just 2K3 the podcast.
Exactly. Shout out to Tapman, but 2K3 the podcast. Hey!
What's happening here?
What's going on? We're back as always. I ain't seen a lot in the time still.
Brother, it's something going on because the man in my wearing the same clothes from last week.
Yeah, obviously last week, like I didn't even go home or nothing. I just had to stay in air. Like central eating's gone, and you know the crisis of you know everything.
Cost of living
crisis.
Yeah,
cost of living's
cost. You know how niggas is rich. Yeah, niggas didn't even know what it was called.
Yeah,
the crisis that niggas is going.
I can't allow my heatings and credit right now. Still, I'm living right now.
Man said, man's so rich. Man didn't even know what it's called.
He said, oh, the crisis. You know the people are going for a crisis.
Yeah, you know everyone's just copping a crisis loan right now. Still.
Yeah, you don't want that still.
But what's been going on?
Nah, man. I saw you like, feels like fucking.
How's your week been?
Fam, do you want me to lie or something?
No, I just want to know how your week was, isn't it?
It's good, man. I feel like it was only yesterday. It was fucking New Year's Eve, man.
Anyway.
Cody, how was your week? You know, back to work and that. Back to the grind.
Yeah.
Back to work.
Back to grind, fam. How you mean?
Back to the grind still, you feel me?
So what? The second or third time lucky, we're going to do the topic called what?
First time?
First times. So this ain't... Like this doesn't have to be topical of sex or food or cars and condoms. Cars and condoms.
We talk about cars and condoms, nigga.
It could be anything, yeah. But just first times, how you felt, how it's changed now. So Thames.
All right, one of my first that I remember is the first time. This is random as well. The first time I got the night tick haircut.
Oh, like, swear on you got that.
Yeah. I wanted it, but do you know what it is? Because everyone had it.
Yeah,
bro.
Of course.
Everyone had like the night tick haircut, bro. And it was so weird because when I think about it now, like your whole head was shaved.
And you had just that bit in the back of the head.
And you was in free promotion for night.
Yeah, exactly.
Free. For no reason.
Ambassador.
I hate it.
Ambassador.
If you had Nike or Adidas.
Oh yeah, couple man had Adidas.
Couple man had Adidas. Hated that haircut, fam.
Couple man had Adidas.
I was thinking, bro, I'll be so real. This haircut's not for black people.
Fam, man had a Nike tick.
The back of your head for free.
What a Nike?
A man thought it was the baddest thing ever.
On the roads.
Like the baddest thing ever. And if you went to a certain barbers and your thing wasn't really Nike-ing.
Yeah. Oh, bro. Yeah.
Your thing was looking more like Shaw.
Yeah. If they're giving you Nike, it's mad out here, bro.
Bro, if they're giving you the Shaw tick and not the Nike tick, bro.
Yeah, it's mad out here.
You're not patterning.
Man are getting onto you in that. But the Nike thing, man's, you have to deep it. Man's cutting your hair really. I was never one to do the skinhead thing. I didn't really like it.
Mm.
Yeah, when I went in jail, it was a different thing because there weren't no levels in jail. And I weren't letting no man cut my hair. And just took it down. You feel me? 0.5, let's get it. You feel me? But when man's taking your hair down to a seriously low level to give you a little Nike tick tuft on the back of your head.
Tuft.
Bro, you don't understand. Bro, I've seen ones, the hair is still there, bro.
Yeah.
Like the Nike, that they cut all of it and there's just this bit of your hair's left.
Yeah.
And the Nike tick is just there, bro. Why are we doing this?
Yeah.
Fam.
Why are we doing this? And you say it's not made for black people. Fam, but only black people did that, bro.
Bro, it's scatty, fam. It was scatty.
It was weak still.
But I remember that. But I think that was because I remember going from, I think we spoke about it. So I remember going from like my dad cutting my hair to like an actual barber's cutting my hair. And it was a big difference, bruv.
Yeah, very big difference.
It was a big difference. Dad was doing the, you get what you're given.
Yeah.
You might get a shave on you this week.
I said you might.
But this is like early primary school, when you might get a shape up this week, you might not. And it wasn't until you started getting teased, you get me, man started to lean on mummy a little bit, like, mum, you don't want your son to be going out like this. Like, what were you doing for? I know we're saving a fiver or whatever haircuts are, but is it really worth it?
I remember the first time I got a haircut other than what my mum wanted to give me. So
what did you get?
I got a fade. Opposed to a level one.
Okay, yeah.
So the level one was
Mums
just a
love
universal.
A level one, you
they
know?
Love
that's
it, man.
The universal.
They want you to look like fucking
everyone
army,
gets a level
army,
one.
Bro,
army, bro.
Yeah, everyone gets a level one. And I remember when I got the switch up, and it's only because I was looking at old school pictures and Clock, we had a fade in one of the pictures. I'm like, why did I have my hair like that? She's like, oh, I don't know what she said exactly, but it was something like, yeah,
because that shit too high maintenance. That's
like, oh, but I want that. So I remember this is when my barber shop was in Finn.
Yeah.
My barber shop was in
I can tell where the story's going, you know. Go
my barber shop was in my barber shop was across the road from Tickle Me, actually. That GPS.
Oh, GPS, yeah.
So I managed to go there. And my mum is one of those mums, yeah. I'm not sure what you guys' mums was like, but my mum, when we go to the barbers, it was embarrassing because if she caught the
she's standing over the barber.
One thing wrong. No. You fade it in like this. Look, pass it. Like this.
Oh,
do it like this. Yeah, go, like she is
hands
vicious.
On.
Yeah.
Hands on.
That ain't my mum still, can't lie.
No, my mum was
I would have been dying inside.
Bro, my mum was a stand-up mum. No, but she didn't take the clip.
My mum was on some shit. So obviously this time I wanted a fade, so she's she's obviously said, yeah, cool, you can get the fade. And she's standing over him. But a fade, you can't really go, like, it's mad, because back then you'd think the fade is lit.
Mm-hmm.
Opposed to now, when you see fades, it's meant to fade. It's not meant to be hair, skin.
Some people's fades.
It's hair, chop, skin, innit?
They look like Dutch pot lids.
It's meant to fade in. That's why it's called a fade. Man are getting hair chomp skin. Like just one line.
Yeah.
No fading, no.
Certain man's fades look like fucking Dutch pot covers, fam. And I don't know if you need to be from the Caribbean to understand this analogy. But when you look at man's thing, fam, it's just a cliff.
Yeah, it's a cliff.
It's just the edge of a cliff, fam.
Oh, man.
When them has got on, they're wearing a hat of hair.
Yeah, exactly that. So obviously, I think my mum was trying to make sure you ain't getting no cliff of hair.
Mm.
And you lot are getting a fade. So she stood over him and da-da-da. And then I've got that. That's when I felt that I'm growing up. Because I got to pick what I got.
Yeah.
Obviously, my mum couldn't do that.
Yeah,
but back then I was probably so smart that I asked for that because I knew my mum couldn't do it.
Do you know what it is?
So I could get took to the barbers.
I remember the first time I got a Mohican, and I think that was when it was like
prominent, like David Beckham.
There was Mohican season, and
it was a real season, bro.
Yeah, and I remember just doing it for the first time and being like this is like. All right, haircuts are cool. But you know, as black people, we don't really
venture out too much.
We don't experiment when it comes to haircuts, bro.
When I got the Mohican, I'll let you finish. I don't even want to steal the shine.
No, I'm going to see it.
I got the Mohican, bro, and I left the barbers and went home, and I got schooled the next day, I'm thinking, bro, I'm looking in the mirror like, can I do this?
Can I pull it off?
Like, I don't know if I can pull this off. I really don't know if I feel a bit...
Yeah.
Like when you got a normal level one or you got a fade, wake up in the morning.
You know what it's going to look like. Yeah,
Dax goes in
exactly.
Or if you've got hair food or if you've got whatever you're using, and you're brushing. All you're doing is, but you'll brush your hair all the way to work, all the way to school, or whatever. You're either brushing it, putting a do-rag on, or you're brushing it and doing whatever your thing. But with the Mohican, you got the, it's fading at the sides and you've got hair in the middle. So what?
You can't really do like.
There's not much you can. And you can't really comb.
You can't use an afro comb
because it makes it all like looking like tarmac.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it looks like a fucking. But it looks mad. Yeah.
I don't even know what I did, bro.
What did you do?
How do man go?
I didn't use a sponge or anything.
So how do man go to sleep? Like, no, do a good night and just put your head down.
Yeah, that's it, bro. Just rest your head, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember when I first like got it, fam. Like you were saying, like it was like the first time I was like, oh shit, I could do other, like I could do other stuff. Because I remember when I went out, people was like, oh, like yeah, so nice, looks good, and I was like, all right. All right. Yeah. Like, I think Mohican season for me lasted like a bit more than this season.
Bro, a bit longer than everyone else.
Mohican season far. Bro.
Man didn't let that go, bro. And there was a time when it was kind of fading. Like, you know, I don't know it what it is about a season, but there was like, fam, there was a point where there was no Mohicans.
It got to a point where Mohicans are only for kids.
When the kids started taking it, it was like, oh, it's over now. Yeah, it's over now, fam.
Bro, I remember, fam, it was like, my Mohican, I
Mohican, thought, you know. Just saying the word, it's like, bro, man was actually out here.
With a Mohican.
Man was actually out here. Like, every time I go to Maze, he's like, do you want a Mohican? I was like, brother, you don't know I've done that, you know.
Exactly.
You can't try and fool that on me. You know, I did that, you know.
Bro, fam, I let it grow. Like, you know, like when you go down there, they'll cut it down and then they'll restyle it.
You was making your hair go wild before
you put it down. I was letting it go higher and higher and higher and higher to the point where it was getting proper punky.
Listen, let me tell you something. Yeah, let me tell you something.
Proper punky.
Because you get this, yeah. Mohican is probably the highest level of self-maintenance you need to have.
It's high.
For hair. Yeah, fam. I've never had, bro, because the moment that you let that shit grow out, you start looking loose. You start looking like you should be in Camden, bro.
Fam, I got a picture, yeah, back from back in the day, bro, with my Mohican looking a little bit grown now.
Yeah.
Fam, my Mohican, it's high, fam.
Bro, the hair's growing out here. This bit is higher.
It's high, fam, and it starts getting all square and that, fam. And then it looks mad, looking like fam.
Looking like a shark.
That's it looks like, a shark fin. It looks like a fucking shark fin, fam.
Oh, God. I'll never forget Mohican days, fam.
But I love that. That's when I really came into my own with the barbers, when it got to a level of archery like that. Because obviously, as man them know, me and my brothers are quite close in age, innit? So when we're going to the barbershop, my mum's like, you lot decide what haircut you're all getting.
All three of you.
All three of you. Okay. All three of you are getting the same haircut. Yeah. I'm not saying he wants this, he wants that, he wants like that guy, he wants like that guy, he wants like that.
Ludacris, you know, you see Ludacris on the fucking.
You're all getting the same trim, and then the most we could do was style the fucking little swirl.
Oh, I remember those. You used to get them like hair as well.
Yeah, that's what we were getting. That's the max we were getting. Then one time, my mum let my younger brother decide. Do the night tick.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Did everyone get the night tick?
He was gassed when he got
styling.
He was gassed when he got it.
But he was styling on them.
And I can't lie to you, at the time, I was hating. I'll be real, because me and my younger brother were very similar in size then, innit?
Yeah.
And he had it and I didn't have it. And everyone's just like, Rob, where's your one?
Where's your night tick?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm thinking, and he just did it.
Man acting like they went to the night barbers together. Like, man are going to sell this on StockX. Yeah. Like, where you got one,
bro? Bro, it was crazy, but yeah.
I'm surprised night didn't see the ends, bro, because it was mad at
it. It was mad at it.
When I started going to the barbers and paying for my own haircuts, that's when times are nice. That's when the more he can start.
When it was my own money,
bro. Bro, I'm gonna get that picture and I'm gonna send it in. The picture of me and Repo.
I remember that.
Mohican that day was Mohican and it was a little bit grown out.
Because I can see it in my head now.
It was looking boxed off, fam. It was looking like a motorbike tire. I'm telling you, fam.
I can see the picture in my head, so I know what he's talking about.
It was looking like a fucking. But when you first got it done, like after we got over the initial, after I got over the initial. Like, you know, like the fear of what people will think. Of me doing something, stepping out of character.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Once I got over that, you see when I got a fresh Mohican, done. I'm taking a long way home, bro. I'm taking a long way home, bro.
You know what it is, yeah?
Look at my spike.
Let me tell you, a lot of niggas didn't have the confidence to do it, and they didn't have the confidence to pull it off.
Niggas would
probably get it and cut it off within a week because they couldn't handle the pressure.
Pressure, fam. One girl will be like, they don't even suit you.
And that's it. That is it. You want to tear it off ASAP.
You'll be floored.
Yeah. It's over for you.
Niggas are going to the barbers the same day.
Yeah, same day.
Come out like, bro, why is he picking the more eager?
And you know when girls get in. Bro, they start going in on
it's
you.
It's loud. And you see like, all right, man them laughing at you. Yeah, it's bad, yeah. See when you got a group of gal laughing at you.
And they
the
keep going.
High-pitched laughter. Fam, it's too much. It can ruin a man, blood.
Gal will be like, why are you forcing it?
Wow.
Bro, yeah. I thank God that nothing, that all I'm saying that, I'll be real. If that happened to me, because of the type of character that I am, that I will lash out, I would have went and cut it.
Yeah.
So my Mohican season would season wouldn't have lasted. Yeah. But it lasted, bro. It lasted to the die stage. But then obviously after the die stage, my scalp couldn't take it anymore.
But I'm sure that it lasted even more because Gal said it did suit you.
Yeah, of course it did. Bro, when I stepped out, I felt like I was just doing the swagger in my Primark clothes.
Yes. Swagger.
I had my little Primark stripy knitwear sweater.
Do you remember what colours you had?
I had like, my favourite one was like the white Air Forces, the white Air Forces. I had the... they weren't Stonewashed. They were the green denim coal Primark.
I know what you're talking about.
Fucking corduroy.
I said denim coal,
corduroy. Come on.
Corduroys.
Corduroy khaki. Yeah, go. And then I had the like... It was like camo colours, but it was striped. Yeah, Primark, Cedarwood State. You feel me?
Cedarwood.
Yeah. Man, them don't want to admit where they're coming from.
Real niggas know about Cedarwood State.
Cedarwood State, denim coal.
Yeah, denim and coal.
Denim coal.
The Air Forces were the only things that man couldn't get from the market because they looked just a little bit too mad.
But if you can feel it's flat, man. It looked a bit flat at the front, man.
It was all, you know the holes at the front? It looked like pizzas.
Yeah.
Wow. Like, when man had a fake pair, when Gal had a market pair, black Air Forces, you can tell, she can't be trusted.
It's boxed off, man. Like, it's too boxed off.
She'll come to your house and steal.
Or she'll shit in your toilet. That's what she'll do. Yeah, some disrespectful shit, fam.
That's disrespectful, you know?
That's disrespectful, fam. As a girl as well, as a gal child.
Show some class.
Show your class.
Bro, you can't be going to niggas' house the first time.
I'm shitting it out.
If, I don't care if you're one of my
don't
bridges.
Don't come to my yard anytime and be pressuring my toilet like that.
Don't be coming to my yard.
Only pressure your toilet if you live here.
Yeah,
don't live here. Don't do that, fam.
You better hold that.
You come to the toilet sitting on my bed with guns hot and that. Don't be don't be doing that, fam.
The bombs are hot, fam. You know, like, COVID, sit down properly.
Guns are hot for me. You're sitting to the side. Don't be doing that, fam.
No, have you ever, like, in all honesty, have you ever needed to go shit, like, at your bridge's house, and you need to shit, obviously, you're not going to, but you could just hear the belly, like, and you're trying to sit in
different. I shit,
bro,
fam.
You're getting up and going for short walks.
Do you know the amount of times where the man has been in the house and we've all been in his house and I'm needed to shit and I've shat? I've shat, fam. And the one thing I'm praying for is don't let no one cover there, fam.
Bro, because you better be spraying.
Because they're going to pull out the phone and
bro,
start.
Bro, that's the thing about man's house, fam. If you try to do anything out of character,
fam, that is it, fam. Recorded, that fam. Is it, and it's never leaving the circle.
In man's house, you can't even sleep.
Shit, fam. Oh my God, you need to be certain in that house to try to
shit.
You're
going to see the phone and you're going to be like this.
Fam.
I love, bro.
The door will open, and then you will just see the phone. Like,
Man, Charles is at the bottom. It's like,
Then before you, by the time you come outside now, there's already like 15 men in my house. Everyone's already seen it.
Everyone's seen it.
So it's not even a thing where deleted.
Yeah, ever seen
it. Before you know it, man, start calling you shitter. You know, like every yard, man, I'm gonna call you that name.
And then man will be like, bro, what? If you don't like it, go shit in your own house.
Go shit in your own house, man. I just come to the man's house and shit.
Go shit in your own house and shit outside.
I needed to shit in it. I need to shit. You know, like, you have to bear, like, the only way to get all stuff, like, even with, like, someone saying, like, the haircut don't suit you or something, you've got two things. You either lash out,
or you got to roll with it.
Bruv, you got to bareface it. Yeah. How do you mean it don't suit me? Like, now now even in the back of your head, you're thinking, I don't know if it does suit me.
But you're just exerting
doubling
pressure.
Down.
You're looking in the glass in the window like, look at me.
How does it not suit me?
Look at my thing.
Feel my hair, bro.
It's only because I ain't combed it. When I comb properly, when I comb properly, you will know. You're your butters anyway.
Bro.
I ain't combed it.
Your butters anyway. Your butters anyway.
Yeah, suck your mum, your butters anyway.
Just because they said it, don't haircut, don't see.
Do you remember your first girlfriend?
What, like in primary school?
Yeah.
I think so.
Like what, yeah,
I remember her name.
How much girl did you have in primary school?
No, I remember her
Gellis.
Name.
Gellis. Man, can't remember.
Oh, but I know her full name, so I don't even. I just blur it out because it's mad. Her name was. Yeah.
Oh, Thames, man. What's this, man?
She was just like this. Oh,
picks up phone and enters Facebook.
Isn't it? Bro, isn't it?
Why have I never done that before?
What, white girl?
No.
Oh,
she was like mixed race. Okay, so can you say mixed race? Is that a good
one? Yeah. Don't say the other thing.
Don't say anything else.
Yeah, exactly. Don't say
anything. How did you know? Just
don't say anything.
That
else.
Was my first one.
Don't come on them man's podcast. It's not.
In primary school, I remember. It sounds so disgusting. It was just bare feel ups, fam.
In what year was this?
Like year 4 or 5.
Okay,
that's not fair enough.
No,
but it was just like
that's closer to year 7. I thought man's gonna say year 1. And
No. It was you know, like circle time and that. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I don't even know. Like,
it's mad
because when I think about it, like, there's no like.
If I had my
you're not
school feeling up again, I was slapping around.
Yeah.
But this is what I'm saying.
Enough beatings.
Exactly. But when you think about it, I'm like, there was no like, it wasn't a sexual activity, if that makes sense.
I get you.
It was just like a.
Yeah, it's like you're doing it, but why are you doing it?
Like, you're not getting.
Yeah.
There's nothing happening over there. Do you know what I mean?
There's no. What do you call it?
There's no blood rushing anywhere.
Yeah,
arouse.
You're not.
Yeah, there's no arousing.
You're just doing it.
It's just a thing that you feel that is that you should do
because it's like it's circle time and you and her will look at each other. Do you know what I mean? You'll sit next to each other and just touch it. Like.
Yeah, it's weird.
But I guess it's because you're a kid and you're just trying to.
No, definitely.
I don't know.
Trying to adult. In a small way.
Do you remember your first girlfriend?
Yeah, my first girlfriend. My first girlfriend in primary school is.
What, do you know her name as well? The full name?
I know her name.
Yeah.
What, full name?
Well, you don't know full names?
I don't. This girl, I don't know her name.
You don't know her name and she was your girlfriend?
I doubt she was my girlfriend. She was a fling.
She was a school fling.
Called? Chunks, blur out all names, yeah?
Yeah.
All names getting blurred out.
Blur out. Of course. Before she's some lawyer or something.
Exactly.
Defamation.
Defamation of
character. Defamation of
character. Look
about my one.
My first girl in primary school was.
Who is that again?
Yeah, bro.
Who is that again?
I do know who that is. Why am I taking that?
Show me, because I know the name.
Fucking no.
Hold on. What? That's a 1-1. It was a 1. Anyway, I'll show you.
Yeah, show me.
Yeah. So, but in school, I was like mad shy in that. Yeah. Mad shy. But obviously, we were in a relationship, and that, and then after we got to year 6, we left. She went to Norway Girls.
Mm-hmm.
We went Kingsdale, obviously, and then it just never like again.
Yeah,
and then
faded out.
Yeah, like mad faded out. And then obviously, Facebook, BB, Insta, eventually Insta was on that together.
Why are you looking at my face? Like
but
that?
We're cool. Like, yeah. We're cool. We're talking that, but never that again.
And then what about yours, Joey?
I just remember one girl called.
That's it. No, no.
I don't remember.
Was she in the class?
Yeah. She was a bit scatty.
How can you be?
No, not scatty of that. Do we know her? Like, yeah, I do.
Yeah, man. I definitely know her.
Was that?
Yeah.
When?
Like, yes.
Oh man! Show me her.
Oh, I don't even say. Okay, I'm gonna say this. Yeah, but you can blur this out.
Is it?
Yeah. And she's proper. She's
Oh! Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Come on, I know who she is. Come on.
Obviously, yeah, she went to my primary school.
Yeah.
You know
that after all that talking, man never linked her ever.
Swear down.
Ever in my life.
Why?
Ever. No. I don't know.
All right,
maybe
okay.
For the same reason why things fizzled out of me now.
That's what I'm saying. It's weird.
After this podcast, I want to say some things.
Just say it now,
no,
fam.
No, because.
What do we know? Just say it.
No, bro, just say it, bro. Go
on. All right, just mute this out, please. Sorry, guys. This is nothing to do with you. No, you have to.
Go on. Don't say something about all.
I thought.
Okay.
So when the man was saying that, let me move into it.
I didn't know what's wrong with the man.
Alright,
bro, what's wrong with this brother?
I thought the man was moving loose out here.
God.
But what's wrong with you, fam?
What's wrong with you, fam?
Nah,
I started thinking,
do better, man.
This is what I was thinking of the man, and the man's like, yeah, move it. I was like,
okay. All right.
Oh, God. That is moving weird.
I remember now. Yeah, fam. I know what it was.
All right, okay, anyway.
So I was with Blood and him.
Okay.
And me and I was talking. Just before me, I was talking hard. Then I got still talking because I refused to let anyone go. But I told her that I had a girl. But we got mad close and then just fizzled.
Fizzled out.
Yeah, just fizzled out. But yeah, no, I had a girlfriend called in reception times.
Yeah.
And but she. So when I say scatty, I don't mean in that sense. I just mean very. You know them kids that's not naughty, but a bit.
A bit ADHD.
Undiagnosed. Yeah, exactly that. So that's what she was kind of like. But we didn't do nothing. Like obviously we're young kids like that.
Do you know what used to kill me? Yeah, bruv. It was more in secondary school. You know, like sometimes if you go into like one of the bottom set classes, and like you hear how rude like the kids really are. Like you know, like obviously
you're in the jungle. You're in the zoo,
bro. Like man's rude. All right, Matt. Well, I thought at the time, man's kind of rude to the teachers and that. Yeah.
They're bad.
When you go in there,
We ain't rude, fam. We were smart.
Yeah, exactly.
Smart mouth.
Niggas are doing,
all of that stuff, fam. All of that stuff.
Man, like, I'll just bang him in the face.
Yeah. Niggas are throwing their fucking papers in the air and that.
All of that.
Throwing pens in man's back.
Nah.
But my first proper girlfriend was the girl. Do you remember when I told you that a girl in my school went to my college? And
your primary school went to your college.
Yeah, and we tried to rekindle.
Rekindle, yeah.
But she was like my proper
girlfriend. Yeah,
girlfriend.
She went.
No. She went.
What's her name then, bro? We'll put her names out.
Yeah. See, niggas know the first and second.
Bro, like that was my girlfriend. Like I know her name.
I know, like my proper primary school.
My girlfriend.
Yeah. My proper primary school girlfriend. Her name was Mutant. Her name was Nigerian surname. I actually had a dream about this girl last night, randomly,
Last night.
Do you know when you just have dreams and then certain people just pop into your dreams randomly?
It's weird, isn't it?
Like, why are you in my... I think she was in jail or something.
Oh, my God, bro.
Like, the dream was mad, bro. Like, she was... Oh, I can't remember. Like, I'm trying to remember
so
the
she
dream.
Came into your new year?
Fam, the first person. That's like, who is mad. This? Who is this chap, fam? I ain't seen this this person since school,
bro.
Exactly.
I said, who is this chap?
No. You get me? She was grown up. She was grown up. She was grown up in a dream.
Wow. Really?
She was grown up.
Oh,
but I remember she was in jail and that, and I was like, bruv, what's going on? But I think I told the story. Did I? Did I tell you when I wore glasses?
Yeah.
Is
that her?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You fucking nearly risked your eyesight for this one.
I nearly risked my eyesight for gal. That was my first exposure to being a gal clown. That was the first thing that I remember.
Okay. Yeah, cool. So that was my first girlfriend. Who was your first dog, like male best friend? Like, who was your Cody? Like,
I had two. I know their first and surnames as well. Richard Rumble. it sounds like a superhero, bro.
Oh, why are you saying that like that?
Richard Rumble, you know what I'm saying? That's his name. And I can't remember that. Toby McDonald. Toby was he was Nigerian, but I think his mum was like Scottish or his dad was like Scottish. Or it might have just been slave trade, do you know what I mean? Like in all honesty. Fam, McDonald, fam. That's not from the ends, fam.
And there was like your dog, like
Yeah. I used to go
your best friends.
I used to go to Toby's house all the time. I don't know what he does with his life now, to be fair.
Mm.
Primary school friends like evaporated real quick for me though. I'm not gonna lie, bro. Like
my one is a bit nothing. It's just very heavy on the heart. I was Meshack.
I knew
like
that though.
Meshack Lewin, you know.
Meshack Lewin. Rest in peace. Man. That was my best friend.
I remember.
Primary school, we was like us. Like best friend. Mm-hmm. Like I knew his mum.
Mm-hmm.
He knew my mum.
Mm-hmm.
Like I knew his dad because his dad used to come pick him up.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously he's got his little brother, I don't want to say his name.
Yeah.
But obviously I had my little brother. We was locked in.
Yeah, for real.
So obviously when I finished primary school, Try to do the test in Dulwich College. Try to go to Dulwich College. No.
Man tries to go to Dulwich College. No. You're up, fam. No. You're up.
Tried bare other schools.
You down if you went to Dulwich College.
Tried bare other schools. Then I was, yeah, you're going
King. I'm trying to go to the college. This ain't no fam.
Nah, man.
Sky, Rabina, Pradas, AJ Jackets on deck.
You better go to the school next door, big bro. You better go to the school next door.
I was like, go over
Are you lost? Are you lost, sir?
Where you going?
I tried it, but nah, it didn't work still. But when I got there, I think I've said this before, but Mr. Dabble was
I'm trying to put you in jail.
No, at first he said, because remember, I thought that my sats were shit. I got I got 4.444, so I thought I'm going to some shit. He said, no, you're going to the top set.
This school's fucked
what?
Up.
What? I'm going top set? This school's fucked up. I'm like, let's go. Yeah. And I'm like, hold on, just by chance though.
Man said I went there thinking I was dumb and I got in the top set.
But the top set from us.
Like, do you know what it is, That should have it's because man was children, man, he didn't understand.
Yeah, but that should have showed you.
That should have been the first
red flag.
There's the red flag of the school, blood.
But so when he said that, I said, all right, cool, I'm going to the top set. But let me just ask a question. He's like, I'm like, is Meshack here? He's like, Meshack, who? I said, Meshack doing? He said, yeah. I'm like, what can I say? Because that was my friend. He said, yeah, he's in JLS, but that's not. I said, huh? He said, there's sets.
Now I'm thinking about it, what man just said about the.
Unprofessional.
But what I'm saying, what I just thought about now is the 444, that was the top set, And what did you have to get? JLS wasn't a bottom set, it was like middle set.
Middle set. What the fuck were they getting?
So exactly. The bottom set.
Three freeze, fam.
Three was probably JLS, The bottom set,
we're getting twos, fam. Or they got kicked out and like they're just starting again.
I'm not gonna lie, if you're getting kicked out of primary school,
it's too much.
You live in the dungeon if you're getting kicked
out. But that was my through everything.
Yeah,
it was always me. Obviously, man had other friends.
Yeah.
Man had a guy called Charlie. I forgot his last name to be honest, because we weren't
Charlie Murphy.
But Charlie was my dog. He lived in Gypsy as well. He was my dog. Man had friends, innit?
Of course.
There's people that still
of course.
Still about now that I see. Well gone, my dog. But Meshack was the one person who was locked in. So when we went secondary school together, we had the same friends. We weren't the closest, but we had the same friends. So we'll see each other every day. It's still And then we left school, and he was living in the same area as my dad.
So
I'll still catch him, and it's still that respect of we was best friends, man.
I met Meshack in the summer school.
You said, I remember.
I think he was the first person I saw with Huaraches. You see what I mean? And I can't remember what Huaraches had. It was either the green and red ones or the blue and yellow ones or something. Mm-hmm. But he had them before.
I
remember in primary school, there was a brother that had Nike SCs, and you didn't really see SCs about. Yeah, do you know what I mean? And when I saw his Huaraches, I was like, oh my, wow. Yeah, what are those? You remember when Huaraches were
prominent. Yeah,
first
fresh.
Not the lows.
Yeah,
No, the proper ones.
The Velcro ones.
They had the roads in more than a choke hold.
A headlock.
Bro.
Headlock.
The choke hold Huaraches. I'm trying to think, what other trainers really had the 110s kind of had it on a.
110s is not our generation, but they had the roads and the headlock.
The TNs was okay, but what you see when Huaraches.
When Huaraches dropped, bro.
Oh my God.
When Huaraches dropped, they dropped the first colour, so they dropped the.
Black and green.
Black and green Huaraches. I didn't have them.
I didn't have them.
There was those, and then there was the grey and red ones.
Yes.
Those are the ones that Meshack had. Then there was the black and grey ones.
I had the black and grey one.
Oh, bro.
Fam, Huaraches, like the proper Huaraches, you was in the game.
You was in the game, fam.
Yes, bro.
You was in the game.
Bro, you had to have them.
You can't sit with us.
You had to have them.
Yeah, fully can't.
I'm trying to think. These ones. No, not these ones. Those are the kind
them.
Of
new. It's them.
Is it these?
Is it these ones?
It's not those. Those are the new ones.
No. Yeah, those are the black and gray ones.
Yeah. But the first ever ones was
fam,
black and gray.
You know what they are, fam? Two racks.
Yeah, niggas are doing too much.
Two racks, fam. The trainer industry is mad.
Who was your best friend in school, Connie? Like Mel.
Primary school.
Yeah.
Why are you saying Mel, fam? I have a female best friend.
No, because I know that the man didn't have no female best friends.
How do you know that, fam?
Go on.
No, I didn't have no female best friends. There was one girl like a close friend of mine in primary school, but then man wanted to just be with her. So,
what I mean?
So it's some girl called Portuguese thing. She was just lit. So lit.
You found her on Facebook or the Gram?
No,
No. I can't find her.
Quickly, why are you saying your best friend? Do you remember, yeah? Oh, I don't even remember her. There was this Colombian girl that came to our school, and I feel like she only came for like a month or 2 months or something. Her name was Paola, yeah?
Paola. Paola.
Everyone the short girl, was it? Like the short one that's got kind of chinky eyes, because she's Paola. In Streatham, fam, on a daily.
No. She went out of school for long, okay, like, cool. But she could hardly speak English, but she had good vibes. She was, I remember thinking, this girl is so buff.
Akeen.
Then, yo, Akeen.
Yeah, she just left after a month, and I was like,
because her parents realized this is the Donya. They put her daughter in the Donya, fam. To get attacked, she's going to be pregnant in fucking 3 months.
Damn right.
So they've got to draw her out. But in primary school, I had two best friends. My best friend, Tico.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, like, me and him is still love. Like, he's still my dog, like one of my day one doggies. I always like say in my brain, like, if I ever came into like massive amounts of money, then outside of you, man.
Yeah.
I will still go check his mum, check him, make sure that they're patterned. He's my people. He's my family.
Yeah, fully.
And then my other best friend was a youth called Abraham Abdullahi. Yeah, he was just a cool brother. If he was to like separate to say like, man, had
Joey, you're so one sick in your fucking head.
One best friend that was like more nerdy, and one best friend was more road. Tico's lived on Manchester State. Abraham lived more like Mansfield, selfish, but not even in the estate. Like he lived
just out of
outside. He lived in a house.
He
lived in a house. But I would still say that he came from humble beginnings as well, but just not the same. Not as humble as Mans. You get me? But me and him, our relationship following school, he went Uptown. I went Kingsdale. Tico went Stockwell Park.
That's the whole thing.
I think he went more Uptown. I don't know if it was Dunraven or
Grammar School. Passed Dunraven all the time.
Or whatever. He was one of them guys in the 5-5-5 category.
Yeah.
Get me?
I wanted to be them guys. I'll be trust real, me. Fam. I wanted to be them guys, fam.
I thought I was going to be one of them guys.
I thought I was going to be them guys until I saw my thing, fam.
But he never moved. Obviously, Tico still lives in the ends as well. Still lives in Fields now to this day, I believe. But he didn't move from where he lived.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, like, as time progressed,
it just, yeah.
His,
it happens.
His patch got engrossed by the gangs, you feel me? So it turned out that he was doing like in the early days of like Gas Gang, he was doing like graphic design for their artwork.
And he was doing
like videography for them as well. And then two twos, I heard that, because obviously that's how I ended up getting back in contact with him through that. Through Bo and then because that was our mutual, we never really had nothing in common.
Yeah.
So even if we did buck up in each other, we never had nothing to talk about. We had a common ground in the fact that he was doing this Gas Gang
thing.
But I wasn't really with Gas Gang at that point.
And
then I just heard this through the grapevine. I never heard this from his mouth. I've never heard it from anyone else. I can't remember who told me. Maybe my younger brother, but there was some little fallout between him and them over deadlines and whatever, and they brought him up.
Because he didn't hit the deadlines of the Padaki, and they wanted to debut that on Bebo.
Bro, they're not paying him.
I heard that they went to his yard and that, brought him up and that. So after that, I never really heard from him again, he's a proper, proper good youth. I ain't really spoken to him. So obviously, if you're watching this, it's hit me, man. You know what I'm trying to say? There ain't no harm in that. Tico's my dog. My dog from early.
Man, definitely need some Produkis, fam. I used to love productions back in the day. I can't lie, bro. That was one of my favorite things.
Well, that just brings us to Simeon then. Man's dog, and that's Simeon's dog.
To this day, bro.
To this day.
Come on, bro. I don't know how it became. It was like when I went to secondary school, I used to play out in my aunt's area.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you know, like when you go to another end and you're playing out, you know, like you're just trying to fit in, familiarize yourself and all these things and that. Yeah, and then when I went to secondary, I saw him and he was like, "Oh, right, you're from."
That's where the common ground came from, and
I was just like, "Rob, we became bridges from there." But like, even going through, I don't think I was the person that even asked him to start doing the images or the edits or anything for him. And I think it was just more he wanted to do it for because he's just a good hearted brother that he is.
I think Snatcher was trying and he saw and showed that he could do it better. And I was like, I bet you just, he's like,
No, it wasn't. It wasn't that. It was when Pixel first came out, his things were just too clean.
His things were cleaner than everyone. Yeah, too tan up.
His things had the two tone fucking flashing Thunder.
Yeah, it was too much.
The Thunder, you know.
The Thunder, bro. And the proper fonts and the different colors.
It was too much.
It was lit. Is there any of those we can get?
No.
I'll try and look.
No.
I think I've got one of my.
I tried to even find like a B-roll thing, It's a myth. I think I even found a MySpace thing for one of the Mandem.
What ain't Sims got?
I don't know. I'll ask him. But he's my dog. I chat to him on a regular. He's a massive supporter of the podcast.
Big supporter
of the podcast. Shout out Simsy. Fucking
big supporter.
Yeah. Obviously, I see the peas he sent me for my bearing, so. Love.
All right. For another first, because we're sticking on topic today. Okay.
All right.
Do you remember, Joe, your first studio session?
Yeah.
What was it?
As in me spitting or just going to one?
You spitting.
Me spitting.
Spitting, you know.
Why
they call spitting?
I know. It's so funny because it should have been in my house.
You spitting on a mic.
Because I've got everything in my house, but it was Senki's. Shout out Senki. Guys, just a quick history lesson. Remember, Senki was the guy who came up to Thames when England was playing in the Euros, how much he loves them and the da da da.
But he DM'd me and he realized that he was drunk and it was all love. So
that's Senki. But yeah, Senki is good people's. we're gonna cut that out. But it was so surty that we was talking so much about music that I brought him to my house to meet my mum to talk about music. Like that's how surty it was, and she was like, "What?
Cool. Yeah, Selim was on it. What was he, the engineer or something?
Yeah, so then
he made beats.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I remember he made his first tunes. Yeah, at my house, and I still remember the hook.
What's the hook?
Is my name Senki? Hey, my name Senki. Hey, my name Senki. Hey, and all the ladies say hi, Senki.
go on.
Senki was my guy, fam. Yeah, like, that was my guy. So I think he had an older brother or something.
He did, yeah.
Then, as time went on, then I remember he said, like, come on, set
up. He had a studio still in his yard. I respect it still.
The coin when the man said in that studio.
But I don't know why I didn't do it in my house, but I remember we done the, I'll send, I'm ready to tune.
Yeah.
What, my name's Senki, hey? You got it?
No.
I was about to say,
I wish I had it.
If you got that,
send that. Send that
if you got it. That's a big tune. Stuff.
But so we went and done the tune there. And then we just, we made a few tunes there. And then once we made a few tunes there, I think we couldn't get back in. Then I realized I had a studio in my house. Mm. I was like, let me just do it in my house.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was Senki still.
I think I remember guy in Senki's and rapping someone else's bars, so.
God, fam.
I didn't have bars.
A man was moving like Nazi. I've got 7 Mac-11s, about 8.
I remember, I think it's Sheldon that wrote the bars for me, because obviously at that time he was like J. Cole, you know?
Who, Sheldon? Sheldon.
Sheldon was J. Cole.
Oh, he didn't remember Jules had tennis bars? About J. Cole.
It's the pressure. I remember he was like, yeah, I'll write your bars for you. You know what I mean? You know how Sheldon, I'll write your bars for you. Because I've got so many bars in my head. So he wrote the bars.
All right, bro, Sheldon.
when I think about it, he was cool, man.
He's so cool. His heart was in the right place.
Yeah, it was.
He's cringe, man.
I remember he was like really on like...
The rap thing, innit?
Yeah, like, remember it really on it. Like, I was just like, all right, bro, like, just rap my bars for me, innit? Like, I don't know what to say in that. Like, even for the live set, I'm sure he wrote those bars. Like,
I didn't.
Me and Sheldon made a tune,
And Sheldon wrote all the bars.
Sheldon is the author.
He done a fucking NWA with me.
Yeah,
brother. NWA Ice Cube.
If this was on Spotify, he would be making bread off of me.
Wow, fam.
I'll have a low cut in the fucking team.
You'll just be performing that at shows after shows after shows.
Bro, the points on my thing would have been mad, fam. It would have been mad. But I remember, I can't remember the first time I actually, it might have been at Selim's, because maybe after Selim's actually. Was it brand new or did I have a song before brand new?
I don't remember you having a solo.
No, I think
other than the live sets, like I don't remember you.
No, I think my first tune might have been brand new.
Is it?
Yeah, it's Temzy. Oh yeah, it's Temzy, baby. Don't know the swagger's right. Rolling any clothes, me and Joe wearing any type. Like a bird.
These times we hadn't rolled nowhere.
Like a virgin, you know. No, we keep it
effing tight.
Jeans and cardigan, the trainers gotta be Nike. Watch your swagger, fam. Don't know why you're watching mine.
Those are hard. The hardest, fam.
Oh man, I can't remember the bars, but I remember that was the first. That was the first rhythm I ever made. It was in chords, actually.
What about you, Connie?
First studio session was actually a full clip session that I went to.
Yeah, man.
Did you rap?
Yes, he did rap. Fuck off, Troy. I didn't rap, bro.
He was in triangles spitting, fam.
Bro, we chat shit.
Oh,
fam.
Yeah. That's true.
The first.
Was you on any of the full clip I said?
No.
Hold tight, cords. Fab, that was so funny, blood.
But yeah, it was a. Namek had the studio at his house, and
that man
used to just go there. And now, you know me, like, I'm the youngest, but I'm just rolling anyway.
Yeah.
And then Ross had a studio as well.
Yeah, he did.
So I used to go to like both of them, and I used to just do their thing. And you know, like the grime thing, as it's now been adopted and called,
yeah,
man didn't really understand it. I didn't really understand.
So
they're doing their thing, and then everyone's like, oh, well, that's hard, and that's hard, and they're writing their bars, and then everything like, I'm just like,
it's not a thing.
But like back then, it wasn't a thing where man could just look on man's phone.
And look through Instagram.
Exactly. I'm just literally sitting there, like with nothing to do.
Daydreaming.
I'm just around all these older brothers, in awe.
Until
men are like, oh yeah, let's hit the roads and go get pizza. Or do whatever.
I remember. There was a full clip tune, yeah. And. I think it was rap. It weren't even grime, but it was like, who's on mic? It's Ramps. But like everyone did it, and they said they did it on who's on. Oh, bruv, I thought the tune was so.
Who's on mic? It's Mems.
I remember, bruv. I love that tune so much. But I think that's the first studios. But when I was in college, because I did media, like I think we had a little studio set up there. Cause we did that banger rhythm and that. Like, when I see one of my bridges, he still brings out the banger rhythm bars, fam. Because I don't know how, fam.
Oh, I actually know.
Basically, banger rhythm is in the beat.
Yeah, okay, bro. Yeah. Somehow it found its way onto YouTube or something, yeah, or something. I don't know how, but it just went everywhere.
Right, you little virgins.
Like, you know, yeah, I mean, one of my bars, you little virgin, yeah. But it was like, you know, the time a man was still dissing man for being virgin.
For being a virgin.
You little virgins. He was like, hold it, it's time to make a banger like Mash. I'm banging on tracks and you ain't even banging on that. You little virgins.
Have you got a tune?
Yeah, I don't.
Do you got it?
Of course I've got it.
Joey's got everyone's dirty secrets.
I've got it somewhere.
I've got it somewhere. The maddest of old rhythms.
He's got everyone's dirty secrets just packed away, fam. Yeah, I've got it somewhere.
That was one of the first. All right, cool. Another first, guys. I got a mad one.
You little virgin.
I'll do an easier one, yeah? What would you say your first expensive purchase was off your own back, your own money, that you felt at the time was you spending a lot of money?
Fucking hell. First expensive purchase.
I know mine was probably 110s. At the time, I felt like spending that, I think I was 16.
It's not even expensive or such. I remember when I bought a pair of Stan Smiths.
What's going on
here? In Junction, it's like black, all black, and the little Stan Smith at the back was red.
Yeah, yeah.
And I wore them to school, but me, like a little dumbass, you know when the staff are trying to sell you the flipping spray?
Yeah, I bought the spray. Oh, you bought the spray as well?
Yeah, but I'm walking around the school spraying the trainers, smelling out the place, just stinking out the place. And I felt so proud because I bought them. Like, my mum said, cool, here's some pocket money. And I said that I'm going Junction to go get some trainers. Mm-hmm. And I picked them and I liked them. And I went to school and I felt so proud of myself. Yeah, I got new trainers. And I think someone wasn't in school. Don't know if it was you or Cons or someone weren't in school. I remember the next day, like, one of you lot asked, oh, like, what happened yesterday?
Oh, Joey had some
Like, Joey had some new trainers and then he kept spraying them in the spray.
Spraying out the place.
I was excited. But that's one of the first purchases that I was proud of. Like, yeah.
Is there anything that you had, yeah? Or no, anything that you didn't have that everyone had and you was like, you was catting for it. Like, you wanted to kind of fit in because you didn't have that. Was there any, like, in terms of, like, fashion?
Bro, I'll be real. You see, in primary school, no, secondary school, yeah? Listen, I don't know about any other parts of London, but definitely in South London. The khaki green H&M trench coat.
Oh, God. Oh, wow.
The khaki green H&M trench coat.
The army.
That tie in the middle.
Oh, my days.
Yeah?
Oh, that was the best coat ever.
I was killing to get that jacket.
Yeah, I said I was killing.
Yeah. Bro, when I got that jacket, I felt like I had fucking graduated.
You had the bad boy one because you had the long green one.
I remember.
Long because you wore it in a picture.
Yeah, my man.
Us and Dredd.
Bro, when I got that jacket, I was like, yeah.
Fam, the trench coat thing was mad.
Exactly.
How much is it? Like £30 or something like that?
Oh, was that £50?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, is it?
That's like expensive back in the day.
Back in the day, bro. Yeah,
£49.99 from H&M.
When I got that jacket, I didn't even buy it.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't even buy the jacket. I swapped it for, I had a G-Star, bro. I swapped a my red and black lumberjack G-Star jacket for that H&M coat.
Wow.
That's how badly I wanted that coat, fam.
Yeah, you was on.
I think that G-Star jacket was like £250. Yeah. And I got a picture. I'll pass it to Relly to upload the picture of the red and black lumberjacket.
I know exactly what
it is. Red and black lumberjack. Yeah. Bro, I felt like I was Notorious B.I.G.
I know exactly what jacket you're talking about.
The jacket is fucking lit.
I swapped that
lumberjack jacket for the green trench coat from H&M.
Do you know what that reminds me of? Yeah, right now, like youths are doing that now. Like, I think Courtiers was doing this thing where they was making man swap their like
jackets, their Moncler's,
everything.
They're kind of the gooses
because man just wanted to fit in, bruv.
Bro, I swapped it out, and then that jacket had a hole in the pocket. So I had to take it to Dracula's to get repaired.
Yeah.
I swapped my good jacket, you know, for that jacket.
Tatas. Exactly, we were ripping it.
For what?
For tatas. He's in tatas, but you felt, fam. You know what it is, yeah? That jacket, bro, I remember it, fam. There was a time when H&M was killing it.
Bro, they couldn't miss.
They couldn't miss, bro.
They couldn't miss with the jeans. Even though Zara always had better jeans, H&M were prominent.
They
couldn't miss with the hoodies. Their tracksuits were low-key okay.
A couple
little sweaters, but their jackets, bro.
Bro, you see the jacket? You see anyone, yeah? I feel like you had to have the jacket with the string, bro. Yeah. And man are tying it. Man are tying it, fam.
Tying it hard.
Man are tying it, like it's some Mary Poppins dress. Fam,
bro, the tease is like an umbrella.
Fam, the tie, it's like the tie you tie it, the more greasy you look.
The more
it looks like you're holding the shotty.
Yeah.
Fam, niggas are tying like, you know when man used to tie the hoodie,
yeah?
You can't even see out.
It's a mess.
You can see like this much, fam. Right, I need to go on my Facebook and get that picture.
Why was we doing this, fam? Like, okay, have you looked back at some of your pictures and thought, fam, these fashion choices that man used to make are mad, fam?
You know what? I look at what I used to wear back in the day, and it's actually got better with, they've aged well.
I'm not gonna, and to
back it up, obviously, though, because it might just sound like I'm capping and people are gonna say, I got pictures to back it up.
Yeah.
And then obviously,
people
will think what they want to think, but I think that my swag has aged well. It's still out now because of the boot cuts.
There was one thing you had that was hard, yeah.
I know what you're going to say.
No, you don't know what I'm saying because it's not going to cold. Oh. I love the coat.
Is it a jumper?
It's a jumper.
Was it white?
No, it was. What would you call them things? Like everyone had the socks and it was that kind of sock, yeah.
It was white.
Oh, Diamante.
The Diamante. Yeah. But you had
they were like Pringle socks.
Yeah. But you had a mad one. It was like grey, pink and yellow or something like that. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, bro.
I remember when I saw you in that picture and I thought, yeah, bro's a swagger don. You know what he used to call man a swagger don. He's got just a swagger don. I think you lot went to some party or something because someone had an Aki scarf on.
It was a uni party. You went to a uni party.
Yeah.
I remember. Do you remember the word with the pink era hat?
Yeah.
Did you have Mohican that day?
No, I had a plain pink era hat. No logo, no nothing. And then I had the polo shirt underneath that pink and grey.
Bro, I remember seeing that, like,
Bro, I outgrew that. That was vexed. That was vexed. I had to charge it to the game. I was fucking pissed.
Bro, when I look at pictures of man like in college and that, I don't think it's too bad. The only thing man was rinsing out was cardigans, bro. Man used to get the chunky cardigans. I can't remember where from. Maybe it's Zara.
Zara.
Zara. Cardigan and Vans.
Cardigan, little straight leg jeans and a Vans plimsolls.
Bro, I think I had a Ralph, I had a yellow. There was a time, yeah.
Was it yellow and blue Ralph?
Yeah, bro. There was a time, I swear to God, yeah. I genuinely felt like when Ralph came out, yeah.
When Crepton Corner started wearing Ralph, that's when it was prominent.
But I felt like generally no one can talk to me when it came to Ralph, bro. I felt like I had so many sick. I don't even know if they were all real.
No one could talk to the pagan.
Who? Oh yeah. He had more. He was getting it from Italy.
King.
He was Ralph King. Like still. He was Ralph King.
He had so much Ralph. Like fucking now, fam. Where you getting it from? Yeah, he was doing the most, fam. Like he had the long sleeve polo ones. He had the normal little white little classic one. He had everything.
I can't lie. Loki hated Ralph because of that.
Because everyone had it, bro, it was everywhere, fam. I remember I had one Hackett shirt, bro, and I loved it more than I felt like, yeah. Because man heard Giggs say black hat and the Hackett white tee. I was like, you see me in this Hackett. You see what's going on, man. You see what's going on. Yeah. I can't think of any. I wish I had pictures of the stripy jumpers, though, man.
What, the Primark ones?
Any of them. I don't have any pictures.
Have I got them pictures? I think I got a picture of me and Slims where I'm wearing the beige one.
Let me try and find one. I'll be honest, yeah. Let me tell you this story, okay? I don't think I actually told
this
story.
This is my story.
This is that time when I remember wearing this jumper and I thought it was over because I definitely had a Mohican that day. Yeah. Definitely. And I can tell you exactly where I was. I got off the bus by the Katie's. You know where the Katie's is on my across the road, the chicken shop, yeah? Got off the 363 and that. Mohican, yeah, little aqua, the grey, I think it was grey and yellow stripy jumper, yeah, and I think I had a pink shirt on. The pink shirt was not doing. It's not. It weren't doing what it was supposed
it
to.
It weren't.
Do.
Yeah.
It was. There was too much. It was too much.
It weren't adding value to the thing.
Yeah. It weren't. And I remember a gal is with her friends, yeah, and she's like, "Yeah, you look good still." You get me? I'm like, yeah, thank you, yeah. She's like, you right, give me your number.
Swear down.
Bro, I don't remember what this girl looks like, and I'll be real, the pressure might be so hot, I might have not, like, given the proper number. Like,
so you have a fake
not number. On purpose, though, not on purpose, but she was just like, yeah, you look, but it was mad aggressive. Like,
well, it was gangster, innit?
Bro, it was so gangster.
It was one of those emasculating ones.
Yeah, it caught me off guard. Yeah, she's with her bredgins. She's like, bro, you look good still. Like, she's at this point, she's with her friends over there. I've gotten off the bus. She shout, yo, you look good still.
Is it?
But no one's laughing. It's not one of those ones where it's like, oh, it's cute. It's like,
no, it's an affirmative.
It's like, yo, like, what's going on? So she's come over. You get me? Yeah, you look good still. You not hear me? I said, yeah, I heard you still. Like, whoa, bro, it was, whoa. Bro, I will whoa. Never forget this because it's whoa. Not, it wasn't, at no point.
Fuggish, ruggish.
Bro, exactly. At no point do I even know what this girl looks like. Wow. At no point did I think, oh yeah, like it's, I'm doing my thing.
Yeah.
At this point, man had, like, man was prominent with girl at this point. Man's about maybe 16. So man's kind of prominent with girl. She just said, yeah, what's your number? You know what I'm saying?
So what's your name?
But it wasn't sweet. Like,
what's your number?
She didn't even try to sweet talk, man.
Yeah.
Like, she didn't even
gruff it all.
She didn't even say where I'm from. She didn't even ask nothing.
Where is he? You want a little bit of butter first?
No, a little bit of butter. You get what I'm saying? Try to know a nigga. Bro, she asked me two questions, blood. No, one question. Yeah. She said, you look good still. Come closer. You look good still. What's your number?
I wish it was that simple these days.
Fam, you don't even know my name, love. Exactly. Is it because you see no Mohican, bro? Big man, fam. I'm telling man used to see me in the ends, and you're like, yeah, that's a Mohican, brother. Yeah, Mohican's hot. I couldn't do it. Yeah. I remember, bro, I think I just left Streatham, and I was going home, and I got off 345, and I'm walking through Peckham, like on Frontline, and I know the youth, you can mute the name. It was, I can't remember his name. I think it was, look like, and like all the little, so this is not, this is the ones, and then
it was probably like the army, though.
Yeah, it was army, dog, bro. There was bear of them,
YPP, TPP.
So I'm walking past that, yo, Mohican, yeah, that looks good still. And then the next one's like, I couldn't do that one there, man's at him. cool. So anytime they see me, they'll be like, yo, that. But these are like little runs, you just see them young in the G's. Just running.
That's a running.
You know what I mean? Like, there's some young G's that you see around you, the YGs. And they're just always, it's like they're looking for trouble, They're just running like rampant.
Any type of trouble they can get involved in, bro. They're climbing, they're climbing up shit.
They're
standing on people's cars.
Yeah. Bro, they're just kicking stuff. You know that? You know when you are just kicking stuff? There's kicking a bins. Bin.
Yeah, bins.
They're kicking it over. Or they're robbing a sweet shop and then they kick like, bruv, runts, yeah? And I remember, this is kind of recent. This is nothing to do with anything, but just talking about runts, yeah? I remember fucking... And I think I phoned you, though. I told you that when I just saw this, fam. There was a you getting moved to in Peckham, yeah?
What, recently that you saw?
Yeah, this is maybe like a year ago, bro.
Did you wind the window down and say, yeah?
No.
Cut it out!
No. They're moving to the shoot, yeah? Like, by the Nando's in Peckham.
Yeah.
And he pulled out a sword, bro. I swear to God, he pulled
what?
Out...
What? Cap.
He didn't pull out a knife. Bro, I'm looking at this. Yeah. I'm walking from the train station.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of, you know, like man's eggs out sometimes. You start slowing. You know when you see a passing sign?
You start slowing down.
Just get me.
Let me do my laces.
Yeah, let me just see how this situation transpires. So they're moving to him, and like a youth banged him. He's kind of moved back a little bit. Then he's just done the mask of Zorro. Like, you know, like he had it sheathed. Like, it was fucking huge, bro. And the thing is, this had no pickups, nuts. No, like, at no point.
Even, no one was horrified.
Yeah.
No one was horrified. No one crossed the road. Everyone just went about their business because people got real, they got real problems in their
real life.
They got other things, they got other pressing matters.
Yeah.
My man has just pulled it out and now he's on his own and there's like four or five of these brothers, fam. Now no one's really on it.
Really moving to it.
Yeah, bro. Like,
because you see, if you get caught with that,
it's over.
It's hard to survive.
It's game over. It's
man are pinning you to the wall.
Bro.
You'll be on the wall like a fucking zombie in The Walking Dead, fam. You'll be there like, finished.
Bro.
Standing up, but can't lay
but
down.
But you know what's nuts? Like, I know everyone says it now, because obviously they call them, what, ZKs?
Like,
I remember growing up and you see Shanks and that, and some man would have a black shank and it'd be little, and then there was this army shop in Croydon that niggas, you know what I'm saying, niggas is bad. Cool. Niggas like man have swords now, bro.
Bro, you're like, it's if that thing touches you, it's like the golden gun in Golden Knife,
bro. You're going down. Your XP's going. The HP, your HP's going straight down.
That's the golden gun.
Perfect.
Let one bullet touch you.
Bro, one hit, bro.
Yeah, slap with that, fam.
It's over, fam.
Blood's coming on the screen and that.
It's over, fam. I just think it's mad. All right, no. It's too incriminating.
Oh, God.
Whoa.
It was the first time you shaked the name.
No, listen, sidebar. I didn't see this until today, and I really need to speak about this, because this is, it's to do with nostalgia. I don't give a fuck if man upload this picture. I'm sure what man's talking about, or not.
Who?
But why, man, what is this? What is going on there?
The suit.
No,
wait.
Nah, fam, what is
that's
that?
That's a bit wide still.
Why men twerking, fam?
Where's their heads?
Do you know what? It's not even that. I'm not surprised at who's doing it.
Oh.
Them by their bit.
But has he tampered on that side?
No.
No.
I wasn't even saying it because of that. He's just a bit out here, fam.
This is wild.
It's just a bit out here, fam.
What's this wild, fam?
Do you know what? It's jokes. I'm looking at that. Obviously, that's like a New Year's Eve pic, and niggas is wearing suits and that.
Because we're
geeky,
fam.
No, not us.
Fine, we're wearing shirts and trousers.
Oh, I'm not.
Yes, you are, fam.
Fam, I got sweat. I think I'm wearing Moncler. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, I'm
let's hold on here.
Man came out in a Moncler.
Let's hold on.
Moncler.
Shades and everything.
Moncler jumper.
Man came out in a
Moncler. Moncler jumper. My swag's on a different level. Your girl's wearing Uggs. Mine's got Hunter. So?
Do you think you are?
You know, every time I listen to that bar back, you know, I don't listen to it much. I listen to it like, do you feel rich? They're like the same price, like. You didn't even say that something mad.
Oh my God.
Your girl's wearing Uggs, mine's got Hunters.
So
your girl's more prepared for like wet weather. So my girl's more prepared for wet weather. Okay, cool. Like,
oh,
bro.
Shit.
But I hate both of them boots, by the way, but fucking hell, fam. I said, so?
Do you remember when, like, hunters and girls are dusty and...
thought they were designer.
Do you remember when Uggs first come on the scene?
Yeah, yeah. And Bear Girl had the lean.
Lean.
Lean and bap.
They had the fake Uggs, fam, that could not survive. Yeah, that had no ankle support. The no ankle support. You'll break your fucking leg.
The back foot is on the floor because the sole of the Uggs is like this, yeah? And the back foot is just going against the ground. Fam.
Some girl walked through some snow blizzards with them.
Some blizzard.
Some girl were going to their dick appointments far and wide with them fake Uggs, you know?
Yeah.
That's how they leave, fam.
What else do they have as well?
Far and wide, fam.
They have Uggs. What's that one? Pools Boutique?
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah,
the Pools Boutique bags?
Fam, bro. Them Uggs. Bro, what? For fashion. Could you imagine what it was like walking in those, fam?
Yeah, bro. I mean, they got to do it in high heels, bro. So that was some practice, bro.
Cause they were doing the zigzag.
Mad, yeah, yeah.
Real ghetto, you like zigzag. Exactly. It's crazy. But the woman's fashion thing, even the same thing with the men's fashion. Because when the men started wearing salt and peppers, I weren't really with it.
Remember.
Man, they're moving like Chung Lee, Street Fighter.
Like, remember I told Amanda, man. So, so remember the New Year's party where we kicked up the youth?
Yeah.
I don't saw a pepper.
That must have felt, you must have felt in your foot.
Fam.
I was really kicking him, fam.
Fam, you was really kicking him. Because when the man then was like wearing salt and peppers and Toms,
yeah.
I was not with it, fam.
Nah, the Toms thing I couldn't do. But Joey,
I was involved. I had every colour.
Fam, you had Joey racks on your feet like a kickboxer, fam. Are you a kickboxer? What?
I had every colour, fam.
What a man.
Bro, one. Joey kicking up you. Perfect!
Yeah, perfect!
All the men in that wore Toms.
I was involved, fam.
You're wearing kickboxer wraps on your fucking feet, bro.
Do you know what I remember having, though, yeah? And this is when, like, ASOS first came around, like, boat shoes.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, you love them yellow and white.
Oh, come on. My God. I got them like three times,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, you love them yellow and
like
white.
Like £17, bro.
White Louis boat shoes.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they weren't Louis.
I know, but come on.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's why niggas wore boat shoes.
Yeah.
Where's the first time man and bought something that was like a piece of clothing or like trainers or something that was like, yeah, I spent a lot of money on this one still.
Actual money, not the...
No. Like you spent money and it's like, you know what? Yeah, like I might not do this again.
Yeah.
But like I've done it.
My Stone Island coat.
Oh. Bruv, I remember that coat. Fam, how long ago did you buy that coat, fam?
I bought that coat in 2007. Or 2000.
Bro, you had that coat in your wardrobe.
But that's year 9, year 10 and
yeah,
all.
Bro.
I bought that coat in 2007 and I spent, at the time I bought that jacket, it was such a big, I paid £1,100 for that jacket, yeah?
Oh my
In 2007, 2008, I was 15.
Exactly.
I spent £1,100 on a jacket when I was 15. The jacket was so expensive to me that it's now 2023.
Mm-hmm. And it's still expensive.
I still have it.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. The last time I came to Charles, this was time ago. I remember, what's it? Is it grey or silver or something?
It's beige.
It's
beige on the outside and it's got a laced in inner coat, which is brown.
Yeah. I bet that jacket is still fresh.
It's still fresh.
I bet. But the last time I saw it was fresh. Like you don't see cons pull out that jacket.
Bro, it can't fit me anymore.
Okay.
The jacket can't fit me anymore. I wore it three times in nearly 20 years.
Jesus Christ.
Three times in 15 years.
I don't think I've ever seen you wear that jacket, though. I'm not going to lie for
you. Yeah? And I paid £1,100. That's how it, listen, it was that expensive.
Yeah, exactly.
It commanded that much of my net worth. Yeah. That I wore it three times in over a decade and it can't ever fit me anymore.
And I still got it.
And I won't sell it and I won't throw it away.
Yeah. I hear it. You gotta keep that one.
Your child is getting passed down that one.
When he goes to put that on, the sleeves might come off.
That turned into a G-leg. But it's cool. Don't worry about it.
It don't matter still. It don't matter.
It was meant to happen like that.
Yeah, it's meant to happen still. It's cool, man.
You just don't know old style. You don't know old style.
No, no, that was
talking about that. That was an error. G-Lays, bruv.
Bro.
G-Lays, fam.
It was a G. The Nike G-Lay was prominent.
Prominent, fam. Prominent, fam.
Prominent. I remember when I got the Nike G-Lay and someone ripped it and I couldn't even afford to get a new Nike G-Lay, so I just got it patched up at the dry cleaners. I love the G-Lay too much because after you couldn't get that G-Lay anymore.
What were the Nike G-Lays again?
Bro, this black Nike G-Lay with the Nike tick on it was great, fam. But they were sold out.
Yeah, yeah.
G-Lay, you know. You know them? You know, there's some words that just suck, like come into the ends.
Mm.
Like, oh, G-Lay. Like, niggas is saying G-Lay now. Like,
G-Lay.
It's a body warmer, fam.
Yeah, but yeah, I never. Yeah. Niggas weren't calling it a body warmer. Yeah.
Niggas are calling it G-Lay.
Yeah, man's got a new G-Lay, you know.
Okay.
G-Lay.
Okay.
Swagger. Oh,
shit. What was like a like an item for you, Thames?
Let me think. Probably that Moncler jumper.
Moncleasy. Yeah.
That Moncler jumper, bro.
Jumper.
Keep my number, I'm deleting yours.
I'm not gonna lie, yeah. I wore that Moncler jumper out.
To the walls,
bro.
Fall off.
Bro, the walls fell off. Like there was a time, yeah, where I'd worn it so much, like one of the buttons had gone. And I had to make the decision, like,
do I retire the piece?
Do I retire it? I wish I did what you did and retired it before that, because there was times when it should have been retired. Jesus, there was a, you know, when there's a time when you wear it, like, you're like, this might be the last time still. Like this one, I have to go up in the
archives.
Yeah, you might have to go up in the archives. But them times there, the man was going out all the time. Like,
so you had to be seen all the time.
Like, bro, I can't remember how old you. I think maybe 19, 20 or something like that. But all the time, the man has got motives. And there's only so many Ralphs. And it started to get cold, bro.
There's only so many Ralphs.
Bro, there was a time, yeah, where I fucking had this Levi denim jacket, yeah. And I thought I was such a stylist, yeah, that I got the jeans jacket had stopped fitting me, innit? So I thought, these are the times when everyone's doing G-Lays, isn't it?
Everyone's got the arms taken off and G-Lay my jacket.
Bro, it was so shit. Yeah. I thought it was sick at the time, yeah.
Wow.
But when I look back at it, like the arms kind of was all right. Then I decided to put some
leather.
No, I put gold, like, no.
Gold buttons, gold studs.
I bought that one from Zara.
Oh, you got it. Oh, yeah.
I decided to put gold
studs in it.
Gold studs. Do you remember that, bro?
Yeah, you don't remember.
You thought you was a biker.
Bro, I thought I was a swagger king.
Like, Night Riders,
Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah. At this point, I'm creating my own clothes. You know what I mean? At this point, who can really chat to me like ever in the world? Like,
God, I've clocked it.
At this point, I put gold studs on my. I'm taking pictures, doing this. These times, I just want to leave. You know the Levi. Like, I needed that rental. Like, this is not your normal jeans jacket. I've designed my own Levi. Do you know what I mean, fam? Oh, I also had a Hermes top. And that one got small for me very, very quickly, bruv.
But said it got small for me.
Bro, I was pissed, man. I was pissed. My mum put it in the washing machine. I was like, Mum, don't put this one in the washing machine. Oh. No, it's not even washing machine. She put it in the dryer.
Dryer. Okay, yeah.
Done out,
yeah. It's over.
She put it in there. And then when I wore it, it felt like a belly top, bro.
Yeah, fam. You'll shrink a waist out like you're eating Special K.
Bro. I was so, them times that I ain't put on no weight, you know.
Oh my God.
So obviously there was one time.
Like Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, bro. There was one time. I'll be real. There was one time, yeah.
Wow.
I was going to wear it out and I looked in the mirror. Yeah. Said, no, you know, like anything for a designer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like anything.
Put it down and
you'll tuck it in, fam.
Yeah.
And then I had to look at myself like, big man.
You're big still. Biggest.
Stop it.
Oh my God, bro.
Fam.
Drop it out.
Drop it out.
Drop it out.
Fam, you're pulling it
all
down.
All this Gucci and Louis.
All this Hermes.
Drop it out.
And then that time, I didn't want to drop it out. I wasn't ready.
It hadn't made enough appearances.
Yeah, no,
niggas didn't even know.
No.
Niggas, fam, I was like, niggas don't even know about Hermes jumpers. Niggas is wearing the belts.
Niggas just got the belt.
Yeah. Niggas just got the belts. But yeah, I think those are my two, bruv. Those are my two. And I stretched them.
Man said he stretched it out. You know, you're pulling down so much that the neck starts going.
Yeah, yeah, bro.
V-neck
starts showing. It starts showing chest.
Veins in it.
Bam, man started putting. I'm not going to lie. There was one time I did wear it, yeah. One time I did the drop it out thing because I tried to wear it without nothing, yeah.
But you wore a jacket.
and zipped up the jacket. And
you know what? It has to get an appearance. Yeah. It needs to. You know, like.
But man zips down the jacket just to pee so he can see.
You know, like. Bro. Yeah. He's now level on points.
He's now
level on caps of Thierry Henry.
Yeah.
He needed to get that extra cap.
Bro, there was a time I was thinking, I was buying stupid shit, fam. Yeah, yeah. Obviously not to the level of that, but even like, I had a purple D squared hoodie and it was so buff. And then it started, like, I feel like I went through a growth spurt, bruv. Because things just stopped just fitting, fam. Yeah. And it's like, not now.
I just bought it.
Do you know what I mean? I've been cool for so long, now not now. Now man's, I mean, we did a freestyle video, you get me? Man's wearing the D squared. These times there, bruv. I don't even think, this weren't even the rise of like D squared hats.
Oh, okay, yeah.
This was before that, because we filmed the video in Mems' house.
Okay.
Where we all did the freestyle, you get me? And I'm like, I get D squares off of D squares. Do you know what I mean? You'd have thought I had chicken figgy, yaka. I'm trying to eat it. You know what I mean? I'm trying to put these back. I'm thinking I'm the real, like, you know, like Rick, at that time, Rick Ross and all these men are, no, I think it was Fabulous, all these men are putting the brands that they're wearing.
I don't even
know if no one knows about D squared. Like, it's not, do you know what I'm saying? It's not in the ends. Like, I'm like, I got D squared. Niggas like, fam, so what, bro? So what, bro? No one cares.
Drop it out.
It's not looking good,
Gucci
man.
And Louis.
D squared, drop it out, fam. But I think those were like my most, at that time, my most expensive purchases, bro. Mm-hmm.
Nah, Brandon, before we go out, I just want to know, like, if you can think of one item of clothing that made it through, that made over 200 appearances, 200 caps, one item, whether it's a jumper, whether it's a jacket, like one that you wore shamelessly and you didn't even care about.
Oh, wait, hold on.
I spoke about it before, but it was them all black Air Max 90s that I wore for 2-3 years.
They must have stank, fam.
Bro, when I say them trainers, fam, they made easily 500 caps. 500 caps.
They must have stank.
Without fail.
The all-time greatest.
They was my base level trainers.
Do you know how many socks those fucking trainers I've seen?
Base level. God, like, man. I only started to get rid of them because I think I noticed like a hole inside of it. I said, I think it's time to.
I know
a
my
hole inside. Your skin has made a hole in the fam. It's like when you see people, you get in their cars and they got holes in their floor mats.
Yeah.
Fam, it's time to go.
500 caps, fam.
I can't think of anything that had bare caps, but I remember there was a trainers that I didn't, bruv, I don't know where it is, I didn't want to get rid of it, And they was dying out, blood, yeah. I don't know if you remember, but I had these AJ trainers. They were
I remember those. They made appearance.
Bro.
They must have stank too.
Bro, no, they was cool. But yeah.
Mine stank
still. There was a point where the...
Bro, 500 caps, fam. Not 499, 500,
bro.
Fam.
Oh my days.
There was a time where the AJ trainers, they were going. The back of the thing was going.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't.
Man's talking about the trainers like it's
that's
a
where
car.
The hole was.
Man's talking about the trainers. Man,
like, but that's where my hole was.
Like it was
at the back of the foot. Oh, like, you know, the big hole.
Man's
talking
man,
like
man.
It's the gearbox. Yeah.
Do you know what it is? And it's like the Mohica thing. Girl would tell me, they're hard in the back. New appearance. Just making it. Like, I think I only had it for like a year, bruv, yeah?
And you.
Oh, my God, fam, let it go. It's okay. It's okay. The AJ we get.
Drop it out,
bro. Bro, I will take them to the dry cleaners to mend it.
Oh my God, bro.
New mileage.
Yeah, service and that.
New mileage. I can't believe I even asked this question, fam. I thought my one sounds all boring now, fam. Man said it made 500
caps, and the hole started to form like on the heel, like the heel of my foot. So it made like a big hole.
Wait. So what? So like your foot is bare now?
Like,
fam, it's a crater,
yeah,
fam.
Like,
it's a crater.
So now the back of my foot is now in the night air bubble.
It's on the air bubble, fam.
Yeah. Brother, when I say, I maxed them out.
Air Max.
God. I maxed them 3 years, and I got them trainers on discount too.
Oh, what, 3 years?
I got them on discount, and after that, hard time struck me. and them trainers stopped buying me through thick and thin.
You did a lot of walking.
I done a lot of walking to the train station and bus stops with that one.
How much mileage you been?
Oh, fam, easily 100,000.
200,000.
Yeah, easily 100,000.
No services.
Are you mad, fam?
No tax.
No tax. Like, I didn't even change the tyres once.
Fam, he just, when he's finishing them, he just went outside his house and put them on the double yellows.
Yeah.
That's a call. So the tow truck come pick them up, fam.
On the double yellows.
They must have been steaming when you took them
off. They were stinking,
fam. You know they will stain any sock.
Any socks
that come out of them, fam.
Your blackest socks will get stained up, fam.
They're smoking when they come out.
You know when you know that you've worn out trainers, yeah? It's when you check the insoles, yeah?
And they're rubbed down.
And you can see your footwork.
You can see the sweat.
There's stains in them.
You can see the sweat. You can see the sweat from season two.
No. Season two.
These are your seasons.
Yes. I ragged them down.
I think that was definitely the time, fam. There was a time I... this is so sneaky. I remember... There was a time when I was thinking about retiring them, bro. It was about that time, like it was going. And this is around, I think it's 2014, and I think Inch had a party or something. And I'm like, okay, fuck it. Man's gonna wear them because I like my other trainers are not.
Oh, the edges?
Yeah, like this party. But I know that these times they run down, innit? Really, I shouldn't be going out in them. Really, the outfit is good. The trainers are just not let it go. Didn't want to let it go. Gone to the party now, and like, I can't remember who. Actually, do you know what? I think about it. Six. It's like, oh, they're hard. Where do you get them from? It's like, when I got home, I was thinking.
All around the world, baby.
All around the world. We going back to back.
Let's spin the block. He was back with them, fam.
But the thing is, they look so clean. Yeah. It was just when that heel started to go. Yeah, like, do you know what it is, yeah? There's certain manufacturers, yeah. No, because I'm had enough. They make poorly made trainers, especially when people do collaboration trainers, yeah. Like when a Nike do a collaboration with something, bruv. When you see them, bruv, they're not, you would think that they're fucking Reeboks,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because they're not made well. Like they're just generally not made for use. Yeah. Those AJ trainers were generally not made for use.
The man said the clutch was going, fam.
Bro, the clutch is going.
The clutch was flagging for months.
And niggas saying, oh, that's a flag car. I'm like, oh, shit, man.
Oh,
shit.
Maybe it is. Got seven knees, but they keep them clean, man.
Yeah. Got into the dry clean, is that? Yeah. Fix up the tire. Yeah. Get it back. Okay, we're back.
Bro,
I'll never forget that. What's yours though, man?
My story is boring as fuck. Yeah, my story.
You saved me through hardships, Joe.
My story is boring.
Niggas gonna say,
fuck.
Oh, I wear my shit like 20 times.
500.
One time it was after college, yeah?
Yeah.
So obviously, what? Me, Snatch, and Dre went to the same college, yeah? So we've gone in Southside, Arndale, yeah. So for the older niggas at the back. Mm-hmm. But went into H&M in that, yeah? Mm-hmm. H&M had this is when it was prominent with the coats with the fur around the collar.
Oh, yeah.
Fam, I got the jacket and
that coat.
Yeah.
I was like, bros, I'm buying this jacket, you lot can't buy it.
Yeah. You
know what he said? That done miles still. Yeah. Up until that last sale, did you ever?
I respect that jacket because when bro came out of jail, that jacket held him down, bro.
Yeah. That jacket should be at the back of us. That's nostalgia, bro.
That jacket
is going in, you know, like in America when they put it in the rafters when it goes up.
Fam. It's a retired piece.
That's
a retired piece, fam.
No, that's not boring.
Exactly.
No,
I remember that jacket.
That jacket. You see where Quansby's at that jacket?
Fam.
It's sorry.
Man needs to go to his house to chill and leave and just catch it like at the back of the door, isn't it?
I swear that he still got that one, bro.
Yeah, bro.
His hands in his pocket. It zips up to the top. Yeah.
Bro, I had that jacket. I bought that jacket when I was 17, fam.
Yeah.
And I gave the jacket away to my stepdad, yeah? I gave the jacket to him.
Yeah.
Because I had a Canada Goose as well. I gave him the Canada Goose and I gave him that jacket.
Yeah.
Because I was like, do you want this one as well? He's like, yeah, bro, look at this. This is a bad jacket.
Yeah. Because thinking,
if only he knew.
No, because thinking, don't be saying too much nice stuff. I want that shit back.
Fam, I've had that jacket for more than a decade.
Oh, my God.
More than a decade. I stopped wearing that jacket the other day.
days,
bro. You know,
appearances. That jacket
consistently, bro, consistently, bro.
Before, I bought it before I went in jail,
bro.
I've been out of jail for 10 years.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. What's bad, yeah?
You bought the jacket away in 2022.
Bro, let me tell you something, yeah. Because I remember there was a picture on your Instagram. It's probably still there, yeah. And it's when you had the Louis Vuittons and you had a hat, but the jacket was the still there. And I was like, I remember thinking back then, nah, man, Kwanz had that jacket for me. I respect it, man. The old with the new.
Yeah. Bro, the old with the new, the mix and blend, bro.
Sometimes you just catch Kwanz on a runners, you get me man's guy somewhere. Yeah. The jacket's on. Wait, it's looking good, though. Exactly, it's looking good.
Bro, it's dry clean. Pattern me up.
Hey, I remember
just service
that.
My fur and let's get it going.
As soon as man said the fur, legendary. I was thinking, hold on. I just saw that the other day. I was like, hold on, why is that old? And I'm like, oh shit,
Legendary, bro.
Did I have any jackets with fur on it, bruv? Because if that fur starts just like, when it rains,
nah, that fur was indestructible.
Nah, bro, that
it
jacket
survived the test
I'm
of
not
time.
Lie, bro.
Does man remember my AJ coat, the green one?
No,
I remember the coat still, the puffer jacket.
Yeah.
I remember when you bought that coat.
I held on to that for a long time, but not as long as the trainers, though.
The trainers, man.
Not as long as the trainers.
What's mad is. I didn't even clock. You know what I mean? This is with black trainers.
It's because they're all black, bro. You're never going to clock like
play
that.
Play the game right with black trainers and no one will ever know, bro.
Man is wearing trainers to the back of the trainers is giving way.
It's eating up.
It's giving way like you're fucking a roundabout.
It's eating out. Like, it's so bad that it got to the point where I got back on my feet and I was buying trainers and I just kept them there for nostalgia.
Like,
this will humble me. And then one day I said, fam, these got a goal.
This is nothing to do with
humbling.
What are these doing there?
But
this is nothing
bros.
To do with humbling. Are we out?
Get us out of
here. It's all long.
Yeah. Anyway, if you got a pair of trainers, a coat, a Moncler jumper, or anything that you've been holding on to for years,
let us know.
Show me the pictures and then straight after, drop it out.
Just know, if you can go put your feet in a pair of trainers and go to your local shop and come back and you can smell those socks after.
Let it go. The trainers got to go outside now. Let it go, smell them.
You know if your fucking girl or your mum or whatever, whoever you live with says, wash your feet before you come in. Before you start circulating the yard with them socks, wash your feet, fam. You see when you take your feet.
Look.
No, that's not it.
Is that not it?
That's not it. Oh wait, it's this one.
Yeah, that one.
That's the one. Legendary coat.
Legendary.
This is 016, you get me? Legendary,
fam. When you take your feet out of them socks and the socks are just standing up like.
They're
still standing up.
Oh, fam.
Just like meerkats.
Oh, man.
Drop it out. As always, man. Follow, like, subscribe, comment. DM us anything that you may have heard that's funny or you can relate to the story. Tell us your side of the story. We'll see you next week. And that's what it is, man.
Keep spit shining, bitch.
I can't do it.